This is Big Girl Pants Podcast, episode 53.
Hi! Welcome to Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we're here to talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life. We as women know what it feels like to try to be super mom, super fit, wrinkle-free.
All the while climbing the corporate ladder.
Sound familiar? Then this show is for you.
So stay tuned.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous.
So we have a guest with us today.
We have a returning guest with us today.
I wasn't going to say that.
I am.
All right. So we have with us Miss Kelly of Artistic Organics. You are the CEO and founder, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And it's Cowton?
Yes.
So
you're very impressive.
Kelly was with us. This is so embarrassing to say, but Kelly was with us in May, early May. Mm-hmm. And we recorded one of the best episodes I feel like we've ever had.
Yep.
Informative, all of the things.
Yep.
None of it got captured. None of the audio was captured.
We had
none
technical of it. Difficulties.
So I had to call her and tell her that her hour was completely wasted.
Wasted.
Wow.
We were
and
so sad.
I do want to say, Kelly, you are the only one that's ever happened to, so it makes it even worse.
Right, and like, because the episode was so good. Yeah,
that was a lot
so
of fun.
Good.
But a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
And so all of the things that I learned, I don't remember.
So it's all good.
So
we're back to square one.
Back to square one.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming back.
Oh, you're
yes,
so welcome.
Thank you.
Because you really could have just said, you guys are crazy. No way, Jose. I don't want anything to do with it. So thank you.
Oh, you're absolutely.
For your grace. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
That's
for
the reason
sure.
why I came back. You two are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. And I think what you're doing is awesome. And I've been hearing, now that we had you on, I've been paying attention more, and I've been reading a little bit more, understanding a little bit more, and so now I'm really excited for people to hear again about what you do and how you go about it, because it's a little bit different. There's so many different products on the market, and just like any other product out there, some are better than others, and I think the way that you go about, like, even hand-selecting your farmers and all of that, I can't wait for you to get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So you can start with maybe like how you got into CBD and or whatever else. How you
well,
got
we didn't
into
even say what she does, did
yeah.
we?
Yeah, no.
Say.
She owns a company and they do like CBD. But no. Yeah. I mean, I want you to tell us like what the company name is,
yes.
where you're located, and what you do.
There okay. you go.
Yeah.
So, Artistic Organics is our first store. We've been open a year.
Very.
So congratulations on your year. Congratulations
yeah.
on our year.
Yeah.
We're in downtown Frisco and Old Town Frisco.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you next to?
We are next to the Frisco Fine Arts Art Gallery.
Okay.
Which is a beautiful art gallery in downtown Frisco.
Yeah.
And right there at North County Road and Main Street.
Wow.
So, pretty much in downtown. So my business partner, Ed Mahoney, and I own the company. And we are getting ready to open our second store in the Colony.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I yes. live in the Colony.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Perfect.
And it'll be right there off of 423.
Yeah.
That should be open in September.
Oh, is it the one that has the CBD sign?
No.
Okay.
We haven't put the sign up yet.
Okay, okay.
Yet. But there are lots of other stores
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So on 423 and where?
It's at 423 and South Colony near Brahms, because you know I can say Brahms and
everybody knows
where Brahms is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
very
right,
cool.
awesome. That's
well,
exciting.
That's, yeah, we're very
lots
thrilled.
To celebrate.
Yeah.
So tell us how you got into this.
Yes.
So,
and what does it mean? What does CBD stand for?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's
yep.
one of the molecules in the cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most common that is used for medicine.
Yeah.
I guess you'd
okay.
say that doesn't have the hallucinogenic effects
yeah,
of
therapeutic.
THC.
Yeah, right. purposes.
More
yeah.
therapeutic.
Not to be confused with cannabinoids. And what are cannabinoids?
So cannabinoids is the overarching, that's the name of the group. And in of the cannabinoids, you have all these three-letter acronyms, THC, CBD,
right.
CBN, CBG,
yeah.
and they just keep going on and
yeah,
on
yeah,
and on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
On.
Okay. But THC being the most popular because that's the one that's psychoactive.
Yes, that's the one that gets you high.
Right.
Oh.
Right. But CBD, cannabidiol, does not.
Correct.
But it does possess therapeutic properties.
Yes.
Right.
Its two biggest therapeutic properties are pain and inflammation. So
okay.
it helps with pain, reduces inflammation. Those are its two.
And inflammation, a lot of people don't know, is super dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It causes and so many other issues.
I'm like, do you have any right now? Because I ate some sugar yesterday and my back really hurts.
There you go.
I'm like, this inflammation is killing me.
And inflammation is the body's reaction to anything damaging. So you could have an autoimmune condition, you could eat sugar, you could, you know, stub your toe, it's going to swell. I mean,
For me, it's for sure sugar, because I haven't eaten sugar in, I don't even know how long, a really long time. And so it was like, as soon as I had it, I took a bite. I was at a barbecue place, so I'm on the carnivore diet, so I only eat meat. But I had what they call burnt ends at this restaurant.
Oh,
and I guess
those are so good.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, my God. But they were, like, made with, like, barbecue sauce or something. So it had sugar in it. Literally, probably 3 hours later, I was like, man, it had sugar in it. Mm. So I was like, game over. But, yeah, okay. So pain and inflammation.
Yes. Those are the two most common. It does a lot of other things as well. But that particular molecule, that's what it's known for.
Cool. Got it.
And then what did you do, like, before this? Or what made you want to make this change to where you wanted to open your own?
So my own health journey, almost anyone of us that's in the holistic realm or anything outside of Western medicine, we almost all have a why, something that got us where that would go outside of mainstream. When I was 18, I had an accident. It was, now we know it's called delayed onset. There was no issues at the time, but then 15 years later, I started having issues. They were degenerative, started seeing specialists on the West Coast, all through the South. And basically, in a nutshell, without getting too detailed, it was about 8 years ago, I received a diagnosis that I would be in assisted living by the time I hit 50.
You're like, and no, I won't.
And no, I won't. And obviously, I'm 50, and I'm not in assisted living today.
So you're
50. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. So awesome.
But you look amazing at 50.
Hey, I should say CBD has something to do with that, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, CBD.
So I started going coast to coast. I saw all these specialists. I said, no. I have three kids. I have a family. Nope. That's not an option for me. Fear is a huge motivator. So I tell people that all the time. You know, things are getting bad when fear motivates you to change something.
That's right.
So I went all over. All they wanted to offer me was experimental drugs. Nobody could figure out what was wrong. Today we know, like I said, it's called delayed onset nerve damage. Okay. And so, long story, one of the people that I got to know really well, all my specialists absolutely knew me by first name. Several of them were seeing me weekly. One of them said, well, why don't you take a look at the cannabis plant? And I just said, well, what am I supposed to do with that? Get high. And I'm from California. So obviously I grew up around it. And I said, nope. Not having anything to do with that. And so he said, I've really been reading a lot of research on this for nerve damage. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So basically, I did like 6 months worth of research on my own and realized the internet had no two bits of information were the same. It was just crazy.
Inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. So I literally, it was summer. I literally took my kids, and we love road trips, and I have friends and family all over the U.S. I literally threw them in the car, and I said, we're going to do a road trip. My husband's like, what? And I'm like, well, honey, you get to stay home. You're going to work. I said, I'm going to take the kids on a road trip. We're like, okay, 6 weeks. We were gone for one summer was 6 weeks. The next summer was 4 weeks doing all this research, and I literally would travel, see my friends. Stop in a city or a town all through Colorado. We go state to state, obviously see all the national parks along the way. We had a lot of fun, but I started to interview patients, doctors, clients, anybody who was using the products. What do you use it for? What plant strains do you use? Then I started interviewing growers because I'm like, how come all of you are having all different reactions to the plant?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. And then I found out there's plant strains.
Yeah.
And the
differences.
Absolutely. And they're growing different methodologies. And then the different manufacturing methodologies all create different products.
Yeah. Right.
And so when I went that level of depth into it, I found the plant, the protocol, the growing methodology, and the manufacturing methodology that worked to heal me. And so when I brought that back and I'm like, look what I found. Then my specialists were like, whoa. And they started to see changes in me. And a neurologist once told me, and don't quote me on this, they said, hey, 4 months to see nerve regrowth. Yeah. I was seeing nerve regrowth in 6 weeks.
Ooh, and so that's incredible.
It was incredible that my everyday life, I had stopped. there were so many things that I had to change in my life just to adapt to my condition. And all of a sudden, now, today, I'm healthier than I was when I was 30.
Wow.
And I'm more just everything works better. And so I joke, but I found the right one to work for me. So when I came back and I was telling my specialists about it, I'm like, hey, look what I found. They're like, whoa, we don't see this. We've right. never seen this. So can you teach and train my staff? So then that went to that. And then they said, well, hey, will you come in and do a seminar? I said, oh my gosh, all of you have been so supportive. Absolutely, I'll do that. So then I started teaching and training staff. Then I was talking to their clients. And then one client said, well, hey, if you were able to find that for neuroregeneration, what about one for anxiety? And at the time, I have family members with massive anxiety and depression. I'm like, hey, will y'all be guinea pigs for me? And they're like, sure. So the next thing I knew, I had found a plant strain and a manufacturing method for this and this. And so it started to expand. I started wholesaling out of my house when the doctors were like, well, we're not going to carry it. You know what you're doing. Let's just
refer to you.
Yes. I'll just send all our clients to you. So then it got so big that Ed and I have known each other for years. We've been on a lot of charity organizations and volunteer organizations together. And I was just approaching him and I'm like, I've got this monster by the tail. What in the world do I do with
it? Yeah.
And then he turned around and he's like, well, why don't we open a store? I'm like, ah, no. Not retail. No. Are you kidding me?
No.
I have a background in retail. There's a reason why I don't do it.
No.
Forget all that.
That's so much money.
Oh my God, doing that. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I want to sit on the couch and eat bonbons.
Anyway, for sure.
Heard that bonbons.
Yeah, we all heard that.
And my... at the time, my son, my youngest, was up into elementary school. My husband was like, what else are you going to do? And I'm like, well, okay. So the stars all aligned, basically. We opened the store. It just, we were so well received, it shocked us.
Yeah.
And my business partner is very well connected with the city. So we went to them, hey, y'all, this is what we want to do. If you don't want us in the city of Frisco... You know, at the time we were like,
we understand.
Yes. Yeah. We were the first.
Yeah.
And so the very first store, we didn't know what was going to happen. And, oh, it just, the clients that come in today, we know them by name. They know me by name. They know my staff by name. It's just, and we have an amazing staff. We teach, we train. Every customer gets a consultation for free. And where we offer that and we pair the right products with people, we talk to them about their symptomology. Every product we have is based upon symptomology.
Yeah.
And most people out there say, oh, yeah, it's CBD in it. Here, take it.
It's a blanket.
And it's not a blanket.
Like it's not specific to what they're experiencing or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, like if I was talking to our grandparents or our grandmothers and I'd say, if I'm making applesauce... they'd be like, oh, there's only one apple to use for that. And if I'd say, well, I want to make an apple pie or I want to make apple juice, they'd say, oh,
there's only a different apple for that.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. Going to the grocery
Granny
store.
Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Braver, Pink Lady. You have all these different, okay.
And they're all different. And this now take that and apply that to 1,000 plant strains.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
and growing methods and all of that stuff. Because people don't, like, it's kind of like the old school, you know, I'll just say it. The weed you got in the 70s, right? It's like grass. They're like, hey, man, you got some? And you're like, yeah, totally. Here's some. Like, whatever. But now, like, with all of the legal, like, you know, states that have legalized it or decriminalized it or whatever, you go into a dispensary and there's like 487 different types, like, which all do different things.
Yeah. If anybody's ever even walked into a dispensary, exactly right. You don't walk in and say, hey, I want to get high. Let me give me something.
Hey, can I get some weed?
Oh, you don't?
They're like,
I'm like, what?
Oh, you don't?
Oh, I don't know how that works.
It's like walking into the shoe department at Nordstrom.
Absolutely. That is what it's like.
Yes.
That is a great analogy. Because I like Nordstrom shoes.
So do I. You have pumps. You have heels. You have wedges. You have strappy heels. You have tennis shoes. You have loafers. You have casual sneakers. You have sandals.
And you have a consultant there to say, now, are you on your feet 12 hours a day? Do you just want to look sexy, or do you want them to be comfortable?
What event is this for? Like, what do you want this for?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
That is the,
so like when you walk in like to
that.
Buy,
that's a great analogy. I love that.
Yeah.
So you were to buy it. You tell them,
I just want
to have fun with my friends.
Right.
I'm having headaches. So you just tell them what your issue is.
Which is essentially kind of like what happens at your store, right?
Right.
So you're
like,
we'll use me as an example, right? So, and I'm thinking about these things as you're saying it, but like I've been recently, so I don't drink alcohol, but recently I've been experiencing some like anxiety around like work, situational anxiety, and then like the inability to sleep. So I take like a supplement before I go to bed, which has 5-HTP and something else in it, which is kind of like it brings you down and relaxes you. And then I take magnesium. But I'm thinking, like, I might want to try something like CBD for before I go to sleep, because I wake up in the middle of the night, like, multiple times. And it's, you know, it's awful.
And the other thing is nothing destroys the body faster than lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. Because when you sleep,
it's that's so degenerative. It'll just break you down. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's awful. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I would go in and say, you know, I've been experiencing some situational anxiety, and then, like, the inability to sleep. Whereas, like, you could go in and be like, I have, you know, knee pain or hip pain or I'm lethargic.
And
or
I want whatever. It for Kylie for anxiety.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right.
And then, of course, I would ask, well, is your anxiety all day long? Is it only a certain situational anxiety? Well, then we have this for this. Da, 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 da. And so when you go into, as you were saying, if we go into a weed store in, let's say, Colorado, they do. They ask you all these questions.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's a good place. They're like, okay, and how do you normally react? Well, we don't want to give you too much. And so they will dial the products in for you and maybe give you two or three different options. Oh. We do the exact, because the whole plant is the whole plant. So we use the same methodologies. So it's not a one size fits all. There's no reason why people should think that. And now humans are crossbreeding the plants and making them even more specific for certain conditions.
Yeah.
What I've seen in the new research is literally jaw-dropping, close to unbelievable. Like, they are looking at glaucoma.
Yeah.
Wow. And, like, things that are truly have almost no help in the medical world. And what it can do to help people, and it's
the benefits.
We're seeing people. It's and the stories. The stories just bring tears. I mean, my staff, and
especially
my
job, for
we
kids.
we cry weekly when people come in and they're thanking us.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you're changing their life.
Well, especially
your life. Your life was changed.
Yeah. And you guys are opening another store, which is so amazing. Yes. But, like, for kids, like the CBD that has assisted, like, small children with, like, seizures is, like, mind-blowing. Because these, I mean, they're babies, and they're having, like, grand mal seizures, like, things that are, like, life-changing, life-altering, and they, like, eliminate it. Like, they haven't had seizures in, like, months.
So what about the, I know we talked about this last time, when I bring this up, the first thing people say is it even, how's that even legal?
Legal, right. Everybody wonders about that.
That's the first thing I hear.
And thankfully, even in the last couple of months, the legal playing field has changed drastically.
Yeah.
So at the end of last year, the federal government, so to back up a little bit, it was in 75% of what we would call a medicine in the 1800s because we didn't have synthetic pharmaceuticals that we have today. Those were all created in, like, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
So those in the 1800s, they were all plant-based. Well, they've proven that cannabis is an amplifier of plant-based medicine. So it was in 75% of almost all the tinctures and the different products that they made back then.
Hmm.
And they have the labeling and they have all the stuff. Anyway, so in the 20s and 30s, it got vilified and basically it was removed from our society. Well, people don't realize, think what that means. So it used to grow in fields with corn, or there'd be a plant here or the plant there.
Well, yeah, and it grows wild.
Yeah,
it was like crazy.
All over the place. And you might have a little bit of it. It doesn't taste good. So it's not like you would plant it in with your corn. So let's say you're out harvesting corn or wheat and a little bit of it got mixed in. It was in our food supply in minute amounts. A cow would be walking through a field and would
eat some.
Yeah, right. Eat some and little tiny minute amounts. So it was in our meat, our
hence
milk.
Where it gets the name weed from, because it literally everywhere. It's, grows wild. Yeah.
Gosh, everywhere. Yeah. And so when it became illegal, you absolutely couldn't even have a plant anywhere.
Right.
So it all got removed from basically your average food supply. And when it all disappeared, those minute micro amounts disappeared from us as well.
Right.
So then all of a sudden you come up to the 70s and 80s and it went on the black market. So what they did is the plants that were more medicinal and had very low high, so to speak.
Sure.
Nobody wanted those. Everybody wanted, and they were like, wow, if we can breed them to get three times the high. So then those were the plants in the 60s and 70s. Everybody heard about it. Everybody smoking. You get super high. Nobody realized there was another plant.
Yeah.
And so this other plant, now they're going back and they're trying to find those seeds. They're trying to find all that because nature and God created it.
Yeah.
It had a huge medicinal purpose. So now they're bringing all those plants back. They're studying them. So 2014, prior to that, the law for the legalization of hemp was really screwy in the U.S. and nobody could figure it out. It was very difficult. So there were no stores. Mm. In 2014, they said, okay, we're going to say the THC is the defining factor between marijuana and hemp.
Yeah.
So then they said, okay, this THC level of 0.3, anything above that is marijuana, anything less than that is hemp. Great. Easy legal definition. We can test a product. Done.
Yeah.
So then the stores started opening up, but then all the states had to figure it out. Mm. So then the federal government went back in and truly made it an agricultural product the end of last year. So in 2018, only 4 years later, they turned around and said, okay, we're really going to make this an agricultural product. So then all the states have to get their hand in it and say, okay, what are we going to do? So
yeah.
Texas legalized it as an agricultural product in the beginning of this year. So now all of a sudden we're coming present. But another thing is people think, oh, you have marijuana, you have hemp, that's it. No, we're talking billions and billions of dollars as an agricultural product in the sense of right now we have coconut oil, as an example,
right.
throughout our industry for baked goods, like right. shelf-stable baked
yeah.
goods. It's
yeah.
everywhere.
Everywhere.
But we have to import that. That's not something we don't have
right.
coconut trees growing.
Most of them
everywhere.
Come right. from what, Thailand, I think?
Yeah, and pretty much everywhere
because yeah.
the U.S. is a huge consumer of it. Now think we have all these corn farmers all throughout the United States in the Midwest, and hemp is grown identically. It's super easy to grow.
Well, they could
heat.
Alternate their schedule too. They could grow corn and
absolutely.
Then hemp. Corn, hemp.
Yep,
corn, hemp. And they wouldn't like completely deplete the soil yep. because you're yep. growing different crops.
Yes.
So you're rotating. So you're actually like nourishing the soil and making it more like prosperous for you too. Cause you can grow multiple things as opposed to doing corn, take off a season, corn, take
yep.
off a season. Yeah.
And they're making so much more money on hemp. And they can just use it for hemp oil, hemp seeds, and the seeds have very high protein content.
You can use hemp for
tons. The clothing is beautiful.
Clothing, I mean,
yeah.
and this is what we talked about last time too. Henry Ford used it to make cars,
yeah,
like car parts.
Wow.
Well, and that's another thing I was going to ask you too is like, well, I have two questions, mm-hmm. but like the when it was made illegal. Was like a super sketchy reason as to why it was made illegal.
Yes, it
like,
was a whole.
It was a whole. It was just a BS reason.
Yes,
like
political reason.
Yeah,
yeah.
like the
I'm sure money changed hands.
What was his name? I can't remember his name, but he essentially had interest also businesses that were around cotton and paper and
mm-hmm.
like using that as a good, right?
Oh.
But hemp not only grows better, grows more efficiently, can create more products efficiently, but, you know, that was like a big competitor. So they started saying that marijuana / hemp, and they grouped them together. They were like, you know, Mexicans are smoking marijuana or black people are smoking marijuana and they're raping white women and all this other stuff. And they just made, it was like a whole propaganda and conspiracies as to why they wanted to legalize or make it illegal. And then it's been kind of like that ever since. Like, it's just been
yeah.
just a complete misnomer.
Oh. And around the 1900s, you actually could pay your taxes with hemp. So it was so...
They used it for everything.
Yes, it was so valuable that it was a commodity. It was money.
Yeah.
So you could actually, like I said, you paid your taxes with it. And then whether... Right. And so when people realized they didn't have a corner on the market anymore and they wanted to figure out, okay, how do we control this industry?
Yeah.
Whether it was a pharmaceutical industry or the paper industry, you have the wood industry, you have just a gazillion different reasons. They all got together and said, nope, done. And so then when it was removed from our society.
Wow. And so
now it's back.
Where are we right now from the legal perspective? So I know it's an agricultural, it's recognized
yes.
as an agricultural product in Texas.
Yes.
But if you get pulled over and you have it in your vehicle, are you good?
Okay, so, sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say the person's name was Harry Anslinger, and he was put in charge of the Department of Prohibition, and he was the person who was like, no.
Mm.
Well, that's also because he had interest elsewhere.
Yes, and
yeah.
it kind of went out around the same time as alcohol.
Yeah, yeah same.
Prohibition.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, sorry, say that
so,
again.
Yes,
sorry to interrupt.
So here... Here's the thing is that when it has become more popular in society, it's like this gigantic tidal wave.
Right.
Science and legal, those things take time, mm-hmm. but the demand is so far outstrips supply, and it's like this tidal wave that between legalization and then the science behind it, they can't even keep up. Wow. They're so far behind. And so people, you have anecdotal information from clients that far outstrips any science. So there's no science backing on half right. of it. They're just trying to keep up as best they can.
Right.
So all that is to say that on the legal side, every county within the state of Texas, because it just went legal, when I say just, I mean a few months ago. So every county has to weigh in on it. Now they had to find a department, like the Department of Agriculture. Are they going to be in charge of it?
Right.
Or is it the Department of Human Health and Human Services? Like who's...
It's okay. Like a whole new economy.
Right. And like, they're like, okay, is it an agriculture? Well, what do we do about these CBD stores? Well, that's more on the medicine side. So who did it? Right. So they've got to figure it out. And then they have to pass all this legislation.
So in the meantime,
all these
nothing's happening really because they don't know whose problem it is or issue it is right. or where it falls.
Whose responsibility it is.
Yeah. And they're expecting to have a lot of that ironed out by the end of this year. But in the meantime, most counties have turned around and said, this is a total gray area. Unless you have like a trunk load in the back of your car, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah,
really.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you know, if you're caught with a dime bag, really? Okay, what are we really going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
So we do know this just happened recently when we were talking with law enforcement and things like that. It used to be that you got pulled over. Mm-hmm. So to give a detailed explanation or an example, you got pulled over. They have a little dipper, and they dip the product. The product comes back positive.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell how positive. So they don't have the science yet on the dipper to be able to say what's 0.3 or not 0.3.
Yeah.
So they would say, oh, you have marijuana. We'll throw you in jail. Yeah. Well, they can't do that because they can't tell hemp from marijuana. So now what they're doing is they're dipping it. They're saying, it's testing positive. We're going to take the product from you. We're going to send it out to a lab. And you're free to go. But then if the lab comes back and it's over 0.3... then they could come get you and throw you in jail.
Gotcha.
And it definitely would be a felony. But I always turn around and that's the reason why every product you ever purchase from any company had better have a lab work behind it, and that lab work had better not have the company's name on it. It needs to be an independent third party lab. And that's just another backing up for you as a person.
To make sure that it's not over 0.3
THC by weight, and that gives you the confidence that you're buying a product
that's not going to get you in trouble. Okay.
That's not going to get you in trouble.
Okay.
And so, that's our whole premise.
Okay, cool.
And we're very open about it. A lot of companies, you can't get a hold of their lab work. We're like, nope, all our lab works are online.
Yeah.
And products we have in the store, everything is online. You can pull it up at any point in time and see all the labs.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to you and I'm like, why would anybody use any other product other than yours? But they don't know about it. I mean.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And we're different. I mean, most places you walk into a vape store, which is where you used to get it from, they have 4 or 5 on the shelf. They can't keep it in stock because, and you have a lot of like these multi-level marketing companies out there or direct sale, like Tupperware or anything else. The problem is you have to stand back and say, this is a small crop. This is not like corn when we don't care if it's corn type A or B or C, it's still corn. That's not the case. So they can't logistically create enough product to supply a consistent product. They're mass producing.
Which means they're not giving you the quality because
it's not like specialized or individual results or anything like that.
Well, and they just can't. Now, not to say that it won't work. I mean, there's a good chance it will work very well for you.
Sure.
But it won't do the wow. Like if you read the articles of these things changed people's lives.
The Kelly Kelton story. I mean, seriously, yours is a perfect example.
Yeah. So this is what's really fun. So since the last time I saw you, this is really cool. I just took several weeks and I did another road trip and I went up the West Coast. My business partner is currently on the East Coast and we are looking for craft farms.
Okay.
So we went out in the fields working with craft farmers saying, what do you have that's small batch, I mean, I'm not going to be able to supply 100 stores with product. That's not the point. The point is to be able to bring enough in to supply people with a very specialized product.
Yeah.
So we went out. We went into the fields. I have beautiful photos of us with the plants, and I wanted to see, how are you growing it? How are you treating the plants? Pesticides, organic farming practices. Okay, now how are you manufacturing? How are you, even down to the point, I mean, of so detailed, I found out that the normally when someone has 1,000 acres, let's say you have even 100 acres of hemp, when you cut it, how in the world do you dry that?
Yeah.
So they had a whole long conversation. They're like, how do you think we have to dry it?
Yeah.
So they put heaters on them and fans and they blow them. And I was like, okay. But then talking to somebody else, he's like, that's not natural.
Right.
So they literally, one of our suppliers cuts the plant, hangs it upside down in the sun for 10 days to dry naturally. And when you try that product, it is so different in flavor profile, understanding that you're not adding heat and you're not adding all this.
It's not artificial.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we have these, and we call it craft farming. And to be able to bring in a product like that and say, yeah, this is highly specialized. Now, if you have a knee replacement and you're trying to stay off of opioids and your knee hurts and you're trying to put a cream on it, I can probably offer 20 or 30 different products that'll work on that.
Sure.
You have an autoimmune condition, you have Hashimoto's, you have thyroid, you have XYZ, you have osteoarthritis, you have nerve damage, you've had too many concussions, you're a football player. I mean, a gazillion other things. And you're like, I need a highly specialized product.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's what we're here for.
Oh, weight loss.
CBD make me skinny?
That's what I really want to know.
You know, the easy answer to that is yes, but here's the thing, is this balances the body. So, you know, the mobiles over babies' cribs?
Yeah.
So they spin, and it's because they're perfectly balanced because they have a little tiny motor and they just very delicately spin. Now, what happens if I take a shoe and hang it off of it?
Right.
Okay, the whole thing off goes kittywampus, and it definitely can, it'll burn out the motors. That's what's happening with your organs when you get out of balance.
Mm.
And we're Americans. We don't all eat well.
Yeah.
And so what we do is this balances. It balances the cell signals in the system, and it rebalances organs, and the body is going to balance itself in the order it wants to. It took you 30 years to get here.
Right.
To the condition you're in. It's not going to change overnight.
Right.
But we have people that are, you know, 10, 15 days, they start to see changes in their body. They may have come in for an autoimmune condition, but all of a sudden the arthritis starts to disappear in their hands.
Wow.
They have more joint movement. They're working out at the gym and they have better muscle recovery. And they come back in and they're like, what I wanted hasn't changed. I'm like, give it time.
Right.
So the body slowly works on balancing itself back out.
Got it.
And then weight loss absolutely comes, but only when the body feels it's ready. You will find all your cravings disappear. Your cravings for like junk food,
sugar,
and all that starts to disappear, and the body starts to reform itself. Mm. It's pretty interesting with no changes to what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Because it's like, it's almost time. Like you're taking it, but you don't feel like an immediate, you know, like an action, you know, like you take an Advil and your headache goes away, or you take, you know, another prescription or whatever, and, you know, like Xanax and your anxiety goes away or whatever. But the cool thing about CBD is like you take it and then over a period of time, you're like, oh, wow, it's been 2 weeks and I noticed that I don't have my anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's like it like works in silence.
It really does. And we have products like you're talking about sleep or anxiety and that are occasional. We have products where you can pop one and in 15 minutes, your anxiety is going to disappear.
Mm.
So, but that's what I call for occasional use.
Yeah.
That is for an immediate use. But then you have an autoimmune condition or you have a systemic issue that's all over your body.
Yeah.
That's where you're like, wow, it balances you back out. And no side effects and no withdrawals. You can quit at any point in time, anytime you want. And there's nothing. Nothing. And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, if you don't think it's working, stop.
You know, something. And see what happens.
Yeah, and see what happens. Yeah. You'd be amazed at all the little tiny things in your life that have changed that you didn't notice.
You weren't paying attention to
it.
Until you reflect and you're like,
So
I hear a lot of people talk about the cost or the price point, that it's a little expensive. And then it's like, but how much are you spending on medication?
Right.
You know, how much are you spending on healthcare?
It was really interesting. We had a lady come in the other day, well-known in the downtown area. And she said, well, yeah, I'm spending $400 a month on whatever she was taking. And she's like, but your stuff's more expensive. And I laughed and I said, Excuse me, our average customer spends between $60 and $80 a month total, because when we find the right product for you, you actually take less.
Yeah.
And I said, we're talking Starbucks money. People think it is really expensive. Yeah. And I'm like, it's truly not when you find the right product for you, because you actually take less.
Yeah.
So you may, it sound, and I'm like, you're not, you don't need to take 20 different products.
Right.
And it's pretty, and that's for an autoimmune condition. That's for a chronic condition.
Yeah.
That's not for occasional use.
Well, I just think it's interesting how people don't, they don't correlate it or think about how much you're spending on healthcare.
Yes.
Just going to the doctor and the medications that they're taking and just all of that. Nobody's really thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, well, so it's probably cheaper.
I have a question about the physicians that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like it's, like, I want to bring attention to it because it's amazing in the fact that they're recognizing that this is having, like, significant impact. But, like, do you feel like they would ever get in trouble for recommending something like that because it's not approved by the FDA?
Well, the AMA hasn't approved it yet.
Okay.
But the problem is if the AMA does approve it,
right,
then they have to have a protocol for it. And so it's a murky water that the AMA is like, we're going to stay out of this as much as possible.
Yeah.
But what the physicians have figured out is they can... treat it like a supplement. So like just like vitamin C or anything else, knowing full well that if you take the product, it could have medicine interactions, because as the body heals and the receptors in the body will bind with the product over pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So the pharmaceuticals build up in the system and are floating around because you don't need as much.
Right.
Oh. And so then you can have what's considered too much in your system. And we're like, yeah, you have to work with your doctor to lower your dosage because you don't need as much. And that's super true of real easy one. I tell people this all the time. I'm like, has your doctor ever told you not to take eat grapefruit with any of your medication?
Yeah, why?
And some people will look at you and go, well, no. Should I be worried? I'm like, no. Because if you're taking a medication that interacts with grapefruit, you absolutely would know it because your doctor would have like pounded it into you.
Yeah.
It works exactly the same way. We're like, yes. So the same medications that interact with grapefruit are very similar. They work on the same receptors, which means the doctor has to know because they have to lower your dosage. It amplifies blood thinner medications that can have like blood sugar medications. All your heart medications. And so people will be like, oh, then I shouldn't take CBD. I look at it as, how would you like to get off of your meds?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it's another side of it. But you have to have a doctor, to your point, that works with you.
Yeah.
And most of the doctors we have will actually send their clients to us because they know that our protocols are different. We start super low. We recommend you work with your doctor. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. I need to find out who these doctors are so I can go to them, so I can make them be my doctors. That'd be great if they were like a keto doctor too. That'd be even better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, how do I find one of those? So I was going to ask too, where do you think Texas stands as far as like legalization or decriminalization of marijuana in general? Because then you guys wouldn't really have anything to worry about. Should we legalize marijuana? Right?
Yes.
Or THC, I guess
THC in general. Well, it'll probably be a step-by-step. I mean, legalization of hemp is first. And guess what? We're not the last state.
Hello. Which,
oh my gosh, we're progressive? Yeah. Wait, what?
No way.
And I think it's going to be a step-by-step. They're going to expand what they're allowing. It used to be that I had stronger products in our store than you could get at a dispensary. Texas has 3 dispensaries of what they consider marijuana. And I had a more of a full spectrum, what I call a plant that's more broad in all the molecules that are in the plant.
Yeah.
And it would be more suited for your condition than what you could get at a dispensary, because the dispensaries were, they had to have such a refined product.
Yeah.
So that is slowly changing, and they're changing that, and they're allowing, the next step will be for the dispensaries to allow to be able to carry full marijuana for very specific conditions. And those conditions are going to expand over time. That one of the challenges with Texas is our legislature only meets every other year.
Right.
So we are a little delayed, and I think that you're going to find that the conditions that they are willing to treat with marijuana is going to expand over time.
Once there's more studies and more facts that come out and say, like, hey, it's beneficial for this, and this. Yeah. See, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2017, and he went to see kind of an alternative medicine doctor, and he was on Keytruda, which is like a chemo drug slash cancer drug slash the type of lymphoma or lung cancer that he had. It was specific. That drug was specific for the, I think it was small, non-small cell something. I don't know. Something technical. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But he went to go see an alternative physician, and they recommended that he go to Colorado and buy some stuff, and he's now cancer free. So whether it was the Keytruda, which was the drug, or if it was the other things, we don't know. But regardless, he doesn't have it anymore, which is amazing.
That
right?
is incredible.
But it's like the more studies we have like that, and the more people that come back and say, like, it helped me with my glaucoma, it helped me with my this, or it helped me with that, or whatever. And then, like, how can you say no? You can't.
Well, there's also money behind this, too. Colorado, people like a year ago would come into the store and they're like, aren't you worried the federal government is going to shut this down? And I would laugh because I'd say, do you think California and Colorado, two very big states, are going to allow the federal government to take billions with a B?
Colorado had so much tax money, tax revenue from legalizing marijuana that they essentially had to pay the citizens and say, hey, we got so much money, like, here's the bonus check. And they were like, oh, sweet. We're never going to say no to this again. Like, why would we? Because it's such like a, you know, it's a great business, especially for them. And yeah.
And it's the same thing that Texas, I mean, they're not stupid.
Right.
So and
they
and,
like money.
Yeah.
Even the conservatives like money.
Everybody
like, hello.
Likes money. Yeah. And Oklahoma. Yeah. Just went medical. And we joked and we said, well, they're not stupid because they get the whole DFW.
Yeah.
And so I heard a rumor, we'll see if it's true, that at the next election, they're trying to go wreck. And I'm like, I've never heard of a state go like wreck.
What does that mean?
Recreational.
Oh,
so
it's
not
like
medical.
Colorado, California.
Yeah, so anybody can go buy it. I don't think in a year, because they're looking at DFW and laughing at Texas and say, we get all those millions of people who are going to drive 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to joke and I'm like, yeah, all the little dispensaries going to line up along the border.
And they'll be like, hey, come here. We have specials
Texas
today.
Texans welcome.
So true.
And then the state troopers for Texas will be on the other side.
Well,
that's exactly. what they say that the, I don't remember what highway that is that goes from Texas essentially to Colorado through Amarillo, but they say that like all those cops are like just patrolling the area because people will just drive up there, take the 10-hour drive and go to Colorado and buy stuff and come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, it's so dumb.
It
makes so much money. Like,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is really crazy.
Well, then you think about how much money the state can make by making it legal
tax
versus
dollars.
How much money we're spending putting people in jail over it.
Yes.
It's like, it's kind of a no-brainer.
It's counterintuitive. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
And we really want the legislation to come out to help control it all and make sure that it's done right.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a huge proponent of that. I mean, because you can have problems along with it, just like anything.
For sure.
But when it's done right, and Colorado is one of the most recent states that I use Colorado all the time as an example because they've really done a lot right compared to the other states. Now, there's a lot they've done
other
wrong,
states
too.
Being like Oregon or Washington
and California. So California was first.
Yeah.
They were the first. But now they've gotten to the point where it's almost a joke. You can't make enough money growing hemp in California. Hemp is not pretty much, I don't want to say blanket, but hemp is pretty much not grown in California anymore because they can make a couple $100 more a pound on marijuana and they can't make a living on hemp. So hemp is not grown there.
Mm.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Isn't California a great like climate to grow hemp?
They provide more food for the United States than any other state.
Right.
Well.
So, and I'm like, you have everything perfect and you guys have over-legislated, you know, over whatever you want to call it to the point that that's,
that is not even like lucrative anymore,
right.
Which is sad.
It's very sad.
Because they can use it for so many things.
Oh, yes.
I know. So the last time you were here, we talked a little bit about like some of the things that CBD can assist with. And you and I kind of went into like SSRIs and stuff like that too. And like what CBD, what properties CBD can help with and assist with. Like, can you tell us maybe some of the things that like, you know, maybe some of your patients or clients come in and they say that they're complaining about and then they get off their medication? Because I know you're obviously not a doctor. So yeah, you can't
not
be
a doctor.
Like, we cure not a lawyer. All the things, right? So you can't say that. But what you can say is like, you know, we've had some people that come in with these types of issues and they've been able to wean themselves off medication, so which is man-made, and hemp is not. So or CBD is not.
There's a couple of things on there. The first thing is the opioids.
Yeah.
So big. They have, and this is a study that they have tried to bury, they had higher success rate of getting off of opioids using the cannabis plant than anything else.
Wow. Even kratom?
Yes. Because awesome. Kratom, but the problem here it is then you can get off of cannabis. Kratom has nasty side effects. Oh. When you have somebody who has high levels of kratom, I've had clients come into the store shaking to the
from
point
withdrawals.
From withdrawals on kratom. And the one gentleman I'm thinking of had been off of kratom for 6 weeks.
And isn't kratom, so is kratom?
Oh, that's a.
Yeah, but isn't it like, it's, I want to say it's even like a sister or something. Like it's a leaf, obviously, but the plant is very similar to.
In some ways, yes, but the more studying they're doing on it, they're realizing that it has addictive properties, so you have to take more over time.
Okay.
Which is not the case.
Well, that's,
with
but that's not a solution either. You're just trading one addiction for another.
For another. And it causes massive addiction in large quantities. In small quantities, they're finding fine, but most people can't handle small quantities because it's addictive, so therefore you will take more over time.
Yeah.
With hemp in general, there is no addictive property, so there's no reason to take more. There's no there's no reward system in the body to take more.
Yeah.
Because when you take too much, the body pees or just removes the excess. So it's basically
just like
a waste
of
money. Yeah. It's like a
vitamin C or vitamin E. You can't really overdose because your body just eliminates what you don't need or what you don't utilize or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So what are some other things that like people come in?
We have a lot of people that come in who just had knee replacements and they want either a topical and oral. We have people who have, you know, crushed discs in their back and they're like, look, I don't want to go under the knife again.
Yeah.
A lot of people come in and say, look, I've been under the knife X amount of times. Can you delay? Just want to delay.
Yeah. It doesn't get any better after surgery is it really doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because my brother actually has a very similar story. I think we talked about this last time too. He was in a car accident when he was 12 and then it was delayed onset nerve damage. So it didn't really hit him until he was like 27. And then he just woke up one day in debilitating pain. And then he's had like 3 or 4 surgeries ever since.
Wow.
And even the surgeries haven't helped with the pain or anything, but CBD and other things have assisted him to where the pain is like tolerable.
That's my dad. He's got crushed discs and he's gained quite a bit of weight over the last 20 years because he wasn't feeling great.
Yeah. You can't move.
Yeah. And so now, he's working out and he started taking CBD oil. I don't think he's doing the right one. That's why I wanted to talk to you. But yeah, you know, he's working out and his life has changed.
Yeah. It's amazing.
From that.
I didn't know that's what it was from. That's really cool. Yeah.
And so one of the things I try to also explain what I do. And by the way, I teach classes once a month. There's another one coming up. And we try to dive into the whole plant and the industry in general. And we stay current. We're always changing the class up. And it's free.
What's the date of the next one?
August 20th.
Okay.
And we're going to show photos from our trips and talk
what
about
day
our
is,
farmers.
What day is it?
Tuesday?
A Tuesday?
From 6 to 7.
Okay.
And it's always on. We have tons of social media, Artistic Organics.
At the Fresco location?
Yes.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I was going to say is that people think, well, THC has a use. And absolutely, I agree that THC has a use, but you have all the other 100 cannabinoids out there.
Right.
So you want to make sure your plant is whole. Like, don't rip things out of it because one of those cannabinoids may work with another that might just work perfectly for you.
Right.
And so one of the things THC does do, which your brother's probably found, is it is the sensation of pain and pain itself, the actual pain and the sensation of pain both, which are actually two different things. It helps tremendously.
Yeah.
It also helps with abnormal cell growth. In some conditions, certain plants bond. They're finding now certain plant strains are matching with certain, I can't say the C word, so, well, I can say cancer, but I'm not going to say cancer. So the abnormal cell
sounds
growth.
Sounds like schmancer.
Yeah, there you go. And so I can't say treat, diagnose, or anything like that, but it's so they found that certain plant strains with certain genetic profiles match better with certain types of abnormal cell growth. So they're matching the plants to conditions even more, but that's highly specialized. That's one little tiny, tiny area of human health.
Yeah.
And I look at all the rest of the areas.
Yeah.
So when we look at, you know, knee replacements, we look at autoimmune conditions. I can't say enough good things about what it does for autoimmune.
And autoimmune conditions, meaning what? There's a few.
There's
like a few pretty popular
rheumatoid
ones.
Arthritis.
Yes. Anything lupus. More, yes. Yeah. Hashimoto's, any thyroid condition, any gut, Crohn's.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. All your arthritis is they now, every time, instead of just saying you have autoimmune, they've put labels. And there's now over 125, and they're adding more every month, labels for 125 different autoimmune conditions.
Wow.
And a year ago, there were 30.
Yeah.
So they're getting more and more excited to add all these labels because then they can match different drugs.
Well,
to
the pharmaceutical industry has got to hate this.
They are trying to figure out, they're scrambling.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how do we get this? How do we get it? And they've tried to do a lot of really hanky things that the rest of us would just roll our eyes and laugh. They tried to take the letters CBD and say, oh, sorry, we own those letters.
Right.
You can't use them.
Seems like they would try to discredit it because it would keep people on their team, so to speak.
They try. Yeah. They say, well, it's not pure. There's no regulation, which they have very valid points,
yeah.
But they've tried to take...
But, and, like, the best things are not regulated, just saying.
Yeah, we'd all have our
around.
Stuff.
The FDA's corrupt anyway, like, whatever.
So it's so neat. I mean, the lives that we touch, and when I see people coming in, and whether, like... something random, like customer comes in and says, oh yeah, well I have this and this and this. I said, do you have anything else going on? Oh yeah, I have ringing in my ears, but tinnitus, it's just common.
Yeah.
I said, well, wait, hold the phone here. You now, we have a protocol for you and the product you're taking. Do you know that you can drop it in your ears? And they're like, what? And they get super excited because ringing in the ears is one of the hugest, biggest problems with very, very little treatment options. And people just learn to live with it, and it'll, in my opinion, it will make you go crazy.
Yes.
It's
debilitating.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you already have the product. One drop each ear twice a day. And they're like, that's it? And I'm like, yeah. And guess what? If it does nothing, it does nothing.
Yeah.
But why not try it?
And if it helps, it helps. I mean.
Yes. And I tell people all the time, you burn your hand on the stove. Guess what? Do you know that this does amazing for burn therapy?
And it's where were you on two? Look at my blister.
Ouch.
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
So with all that being said too, what different kinds of products do you have? So you have like droppers, you have salve, you have bombs.
There's like oral, like there's pills too,
like
right?
What do you
yes.
have?
Yeah. There's as many different types of things as you can imagine. And that's where I get into lifestyle. Cause I can offer you the best product in the world. And you're like, at that age, it's not going to be easy for me to take.
Yeah.
Right. I won't take it.
Right.
And so one of our protocols is always twice a day. If you're taking something orally, you have to take it twice a day because the half-life, which is the most potent part of the product,
yep.
is only in your system for between 8 and 10 hours.
Yeah.
So we've got to find your optimal dose, and you have to take it twice a day. So we're like, and to get that through to people, I'm like, it goes next to your toothbrush. You brush your teeth twice a day,
right.
take it
hopefully,
twice a day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. and then we talk about, okay, those are tinctures, which are basically drops you drop in the mouth. And then I have people who are like, let's say you have athletes, right before, let's say I have a soccer player, right before a meet, I'm like, pop a pill for the damage and the focus that you're going to need during the game. And then I want you to take one more an hour after you finish because they're portable, they're easy, just pop one. That's going to help with muscle recovery. It's going to help any ripping and tearing you've done on your body.
Yeah.
Athletes, or we have a lot of athletes that come into the store for looking at muscle recovery and this and that. And then we talk about creams and salves. I have massage oils. So if you're going in.
Ooh,
and,
that's nice.
Yes. Yeah. And you're getting a massage oil.
So does it work going like through the skin, absorbing through the skin?
Topically.
Yeah. So this is the whole beauty industry's like, shh, we don't talk about the beauty industry because you can't penetrate the skin. The skin is meant to be a barrier to hold things out and in. So what you want to do is you want to keep that top layer of skin nice and in a good condition and all that. That's what most of your moisturizers are. But most products, unless they have, they'll do dilators to like open up the cells with like a peppermint, let's say.
Yeah.
Peppermint opens up and it'll help a product absorb. But we actually have dermal drivers. We have products that will literally take the product and drive it straight through. And in 15 minutes on somebody's hip or knee,
yeah,
they can say, whoa,
yeah,
why is the pain disappearing on a topical? And I'm like, and why does it stay so long?
Yeah.
And it will literally enter your bloodstream, which is unheard of.
It is.
But we, again, we were after knee replacement clients who were trying to stay off of opioids. Well, we had to go out, and again, that specialized product concept,
yeah,
go out and find a product. So we have that. We have massage oils. We have things you take orally. You're talking about sleep.
Yeah.
People wanted something sweet at night that they would take before bed for sleep. We went out and found an edible that tastes good that will knock you on your butt. I'm like, don't take this during the day.
Yeah. I would love to try that.
Do not drive.
So, but yeah, that was the first thing that I tried that was a product. It was a topical, and I put it, because I work out all the time. And it may have been like my ACL or MCL or meniscus or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but it was hurting. And I literally put some salve on it, and it was gone. And I was like, this is insane. Like, nothing. Because even, like, Bengay, like, that kind of stuff, it's just surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it doesn't really penetrate. It doesn't get deep into. But that took my pain away. And I was like, this is crazy. Wow. How did this work? Like.
Yes.
And it didn't come back.
Isn't that, yeah,
amazing. Yeah.
What are the hours of your store?
Oh, so we are open currently Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6:30.
Okay.
And, yeah. And we're closed Sunday.
Okay.
We need to go.
Very cool. I know.
Well, we said it's so much fun.
And then I just never ventured that far north, which is not that far north. I mean, but yes, I want to go up there
and
for sure.
We are adding products all the time, and it's all based on customer demand. Whether customers are coming in and say, hey, I have anxiety during the day and I'm in my car, I need something portable that's heat safe. I'm like, we will go find that product. And
yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
And so it's just everything you can think of. Everything. Whether you have kids, or the parents are trying to keep their kids off of ADD, ADHD medication.
Yes.
That is focus. Huge. Yeah. And, you know, we have people that come in and say, hey, I've got cramps, I've got migraines, I need something that's instantaneous for pain relief.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
We've got that.
And we've got people with menopause, and they're like, my hormones are totally jacked up. I'm going to kill my family. You got to help me. And, yeah, and I'm like, we've got something for that. So, yeah. And everything from, like, soaking in a bathtub and having it soak from your muscles. Oh my gosh. You're just like a noodle when you get out. It's like, wow.
I love it.
Fall into bed or watch a movie. It's just like, you're totally relaxed, because it literally will help relax all the muscles.
Yes.
And wow. Chocolate. I mean, chocolate is a great delivery method. We've got these really tasty chocolates we've got in now. And we just product after product after product as we travel and bring in the products and
so
vet
exciting.
The company.
And obviously you're growing, because you're opening another store.
Yes. Yes.
So excited.
Love it. I'm so excited
amazing.
For you.
Yeah.
And we love it. And we love helping the people. That was our whole goal. I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't be doing this if we.
Right.
Any other
it's
way.
Not about the money.
No,
it's about
it's
legitimately
helping
people.
Yes.
And that's why you're experiencing the organic growth, because it really
yes.
lies within your why. And people
yeah.
can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And that's why they come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you're not like, here, you know, I'm going to sell you the most expensive thing. And then, you know, if you come back, cool. If not, whatever. Like, it's not like that at all. Like,
yeah,
you guys obviously care. And that's how you create, like, lifelong customers.
And one of our big things is, we want you to come back within 10 days. Tell us how it's working.
Yeah.
Is it working perfectly? Is there anything not quite right? Well, let's tweak it. Because a lot of times we change how you take it, or this or that, and we can just dial it in for you. And they're like,
can you
oh.
see a noticeable change in 10 days, though?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Like, within 10 days, we have you dialed in to where you need
oh.
to be.
Wow.
We have charts, and we have directions, and we make it really simple. Because a lot of people are like, this is too much information.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's why you go home with my email, and you also go home with directions on a half a sheet of paper that are very simplistic, very easy. Follow this.
Yeah.
And in 10 days, tell me how you're doing.
Okay.
And they'll come back and go, oh, it's working perfect. I said, if it's working perfect, then it's perfect. I have tons of clients that come back and say, it's perfect. I said, don't change anything.
I can't wait to
that's
go for
cool.
sleeping.
I know. Me too.
I'm like,
so
oh,
things.
I need to go.
So Artistic Organics,
yeah.
Address?
7227 Main Street, number 300, right there at North County and Main Street in Frisco, downtown.
Very
town.
Cool. Monday through Saturday.
10 to 6:30?
10
yes.
to 6:30.
Awesome.
So cool. Y'all go check it out. Seriously.
For sure. Especially
if
you're
nothing,
in DFW.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And we
DFW
have a
listeners.
Lot of blogs. We do a lot. And our information is not secretive. We share it with our clients. We
yeah.
have blogs. Our Yes. So sign up for our blogs, our Instagram, Twitter. We've got everything
going. We'll tag you on Instagram, too, so that people that are listening on this podcast who follow us on Instagram can go find you, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for inviting me. Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
You're so awesome. Thank you.
We love it. All right. Well, find us, biggirlpantspod.com. Definitely subscribe to the podcast, and please leave us a review. We would really appreciate it.
For sure. And maybe in the future you can come back and we can talk about all things.
That would be very fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.